piece opens by describing a tweet that went out in February from President Trump, in which he declared the media the enemy of the American people. That was his exact wording. That seemed like a very new thing, but one of the things that, you know, I got into in reporting and from my own experience and from talking to other people was that this was really just a more extreme version of something that's been developing ever since the social media revolution started.
Playing devil's advocate, why should the president or the governor be expected to answer questions from the media?
Because we're the only ones who really, in a logistical and logical sense, can ask them. If you're an average citizen who's sitting out there listening to the news and wondering, well, I'm not clear on whether this person's going to raise my taxes, or I'm concerned about where this person's money came from. That normal person's not going to be able to go to a press conference. He might be able to call the governor's office. You know what kind of labyrinth you're wading into when you call a public office of a public official in a crowded modern setting. You know, one of the jobs of the media is to act as a proxy for the public. What has changed with social media is that the politicians can step right around those reporters. They don't need us anymore to talk to the public. They can do it directly through Twitter, through, you know, YouTube, through Facebook. And as a result, there is no vetting.
Did you find that some governors were more cooperative than others? And how does Governor Rauner compare in his level of accessibility?
The level of openness has always been, you know, has always shifted with the person. Now, I have not been covering Governor Rauner directly. With him, I'm going by what other reporters are telling me, but it sounds as if he is more or less the continuation of a trend that I saw that started right around Governor Ryan and continued through Governor Blagojevich, and I covered part of Governor Quinn's term. You know, these were distinct from, for example, Governor Thompson, and I covered the tail end of his term, and he was, you know, I'm not going to say he loved the press, but he was open, he was accessible, and, you know, if you needed a question answered, he was going to answer it because he needed us. He needed us to, us being the reporters, he needed us to, you know, get his message out to the public. With the advent of Ryan and Blagojevich both, things were a little skewed there because, as you know, both of them ended up with legal problems and ultimately both of them went to federal prison. That throws a whole new dynamic into the relationship with the media. Both of them became, I think paranoid is the only word. I mean, they just really slammed things shut.
The governor in Illinois is businessman first and politician second until recently. Do you think having a business background might play into his level of accessibility?
We actually looked at three officials, Governor Rauner, Governor Eric Greitens of Missouri, and then, of course, President Trump. In all three cases, you had people who were from the private sector who had never run for anything before. So in addition to this new dynamic that we have today with, you know, this balance of power between reporters and politicians being thrown off, you add to that, you know, three folks who didn't really necessarily understand or agree with how it worked before anyway. Governor Rauner is a good example because he's just kind of the classic CEO. He really does have a CEO's mentality about the media, which is sort of like, you know, as you say in the piece, you know, stop him at the border and door. I will say to his credit, what we haven't really seen from him is this really, really kind of disturbing and frankly infuriating trend that we're seeing from Trump and to a smaller extent from Governor Greitens in Missouri, where they literally vilify the press. And again, in fairness, I don't think it's worse. The impression I'm getting is it's not worse than the last few governors, but it certainly isn't better.